Welcome to Definitely Something About Football. This is Rob.
Jessica.
Jeannie.
And we're here today with our new segment on Halftime Shows. We are missing J-Hump today. He is out in Arizona doing a little scouting on the Cardinals. So, let's jump right in. Girls, this weekend. Nope, not this weekend.
Wishful thinking.
This February. The NFL is hosting a Super Bowl in Minneapolis. And Justin Timberlake is the halftime show performer.
Booby shower.
Booby shower Timberlake.
The nipple game.
Yeah. I don't know how you could top last one.
Really?
You know, he's actually been in three Super Bowls.
Yeah, the NSYNC.
Yeah, NSYNC and Britney Spears.
And then the nipple thing, Nipplegate.
Yes. Yeah. And then what's the third one?
This upcoming
this one. Oh, I see. I thought you said that he's been there like three of them.
Oh,
already.
No, sorry. This will be his third Super Bowl halftime show that he has been a part of, but now he's the main performer.
Yeah.
Solo. He's on his own. Yeah. I don't really listen to Justin Timberlake's music very often.
He's got the whole stage performance thing down.
Yeah, he'll be good at that.
Dance moves.
He'll bring sexy
back. He, gets people excited.
Yeah. I hope, you think he's gonna do Cry Me a River?
I think it'll be in there.
Yeah?
Cry Me a River,
all the
Sexy Back.
The Mirror?
Mirrors,
yeah. Yeah, Mirrors. I do
the troll song. Yeah. I think that'll be in there, right?
Yeah, I
hope. Has he done anything?
Like, that's really, the only song that I listen to. Mm-hmm. The new stuff that he has, that's the one song I liked.
Yeah. I can't think of what he did before that. What was the most recent hit?
That's the troll song, right?
No, I mean before the troll song.
Before that?
It sounds so weird to call it the troll song.
Yeah. I think he, had a little low there, but I don't know if he did.
I don't know.
He seems like a very busy guy.
Yeah. He does.
Maybe we're just not the fan.
So, he's performing at Minneapolis, and then the Super Bowl after that is in Atlanta, Georgia.
Woo!
So, you know what's better than a Minneapolis halftime show?
It's
$1 billion. Wait, no, sorry.
What?
That was supposed to be a Social Network joke. Like you know what's better than $1 million? $1 billion. No, it's Justin Timberlake. The Social Network.
Oh, my God. Did you, when did you come up with this joke?
Literally half a second before I said it.
Okay.
And now I see that it was a terrible idea.
Yeah, maybe you should have tested on people before saying on the air.
I did test it. It went poorly. Okay, so let's talk about who you would like to see in the Atlanta Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay, should I go first?
Let's do it.
I got a couple in mind, and my favorite, the top one on my list will be Pink. I went to Pink concert, and I loved Pink. She is just I don't know, have you been to Pink concert? Mm-hmm. She literally, almost what is it? Circus is a lay on steroids kind of thing. For her, she would be singing upside down on a trapeze or whatever. And she's such a good showman. And I just think that she would have killed it in Super Bowl. Granted, I know that Lady Gaga has some, there's certain things she can't do, from flying down from the stadium or whatever, and they have to film ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Maybe because of that, maybe that limits, Pink being able to do a lot of the stunts. Mm-hmm.
Well, the issue with Lady Gaga was that she was on the side of the stadium.
Yeah.
So you think of it like a bowl. She's on the side of the bowl.
Right.
But then she had to come down in the middle of the stadium. That was the logistic issue. It's how do they get her from the edge of the bowl to the middle of the bowl to descend down?
Right.
Whereas, I think with what Pink did, so I also have been to a Pink concert.
Go figure.
Shocker!
And what I found amazing was that, we were in, the nosebleeds, up in the 300 level, and at one point it felt like she swung right by us.
Yeah.
And they have to, not every stadium is the same, or every venue is the same, so they have to, get in there and, test it all out ahead of time, make sure she's not going to crash into a wall.
Yeah.
So I think they could probably pull something off if they know exactly what they want to do ahead of time.
That's true. Or maybe, like, pick a dome. Like, when she performs, it's like a dome so that she could have, you know, wires going through all.
Yeah. Well, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium has pretty good capabilities up top.
Yeah, and plus she's from Atlanta, isn't she?
She's from Atlanta, yeah.
How high is
it? Very, pretty very high. We're just hoping that, you know, like, the harness, you know, is strong enough, I guess.
Yeah. All right. What do you got, Jeannie?
I think I've, you know, taking into consideration the whole social issue that's going on currently in the NFL with all the players kneeling during the anthem.
I see where this is going.
Everyone's Chris taking Brown. A knee. Rihanna. That girl did time on her knees.
I was really close. To
That's a really good idea.
She should appeal to the players. She knows their position.
That is awesome.
I actually did. I had on my, like, short list Rihanna. I could see that. Like, I mean, she's got tons of hits.
Yeah.
She might not go over well with the family aspect, but give the players something they want.
I mean, I think she'd go over just as well as Lady Gaga or Katy Perry. Like, I don't think there's anything.
That's true.
She puts on a good show. Really good show.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Plus, yeah, what a way to combat domestic abuse. And bring on a domestic abusee. I could see Rihanna up there.
Yep.
Probably not this next year. Well, no, I guess, yeah. So they usually kind of stagger it a little bit. So they had Katy Perry and Coldplay.
Oh, so they try not to do pop all the time. Is that what? Wait, no, Justin Timberlake.
Coldplay is kind of pop, right?
Yeah.
I guess like the last 5 years are old.
Yeah.
They're in the top 40. Coldplay is definitely top 40.
Yeah. And then they brought in Bruno Mars and Beyonce.
They're all top 40. Yeah. Because you kind of have to, because that's,
appeals to the masses.
Yes. Bigger fan base.
It seems like it's time for Rihanna, I think.
She's a little dirty, though. She might be a little dirty for Super Bowl, with all the children watching, family aspect.
Yeah, but...
Is Rihanna? Yeah, I guess so. Right, some of her songs.
Some of them, but then, like, Katy Perry's got some dirty ones. Britney Spears has some dirty ones.
I mean, Rihanna's songs at this point, she's not even making words.
So repetitive.
I do love the burr song, though.
I mean, it's not that I don't like it. It's just that I don't know how to spell the words, because they're not words.
How do I look this up on Spotify?
Spell check.
G-E-R-H 4. My first pick is another pop artist. Pitbull with special guest star Kesha. I mean, to be honest,
just looking for an opportunity to jumpstart Kesha's career again.
I think she's doing a pretty good job on her own right now.
Yeah, you think so?
I mean, she's like gotten away from the pedophile guy.
Yeah,
yes.
Dr. Luke. Yeah. But I kind of like I kind of like the new album a little bit, but then I started listening to the old albums. It's like, no. The old albums, that's that Kesha that I want, right? And yeah, the new albums aren't there great. But that's why she is a special guest of Pitbull. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, she's not going to get up there and sing a slow song during the Pitbull halftime show. Like, it's going to have to be Timber. Obviously, Timber's like a given, right?
But then,
you know, maybe she throws a TikTok in there or this place about to blow. We are molding her for the situation.
But
then Pitbull,
I've
been to a Pitbull concert, and it is an amazing experience. What a showman. And, like, again, hit after hit after hit, and they're all lively, up and fun. That's what you want in a halftime show, right? Yeah. And I know he's not going to, like, dance around, like, some of these other people are, but I can only imagine the place will be lit with him just, like, performing.
Yeah. And especially, I do see Pitbull, like, what's cool about his concert, what made it interesting, he always have, like, really hot women dancing right next to him. So instead of just, like, some nobody, like, you know, he could just have Kesha.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, there's kind of a, like, an appeal toward the Latino audience.
Yes.
With that. And, I mean, the NFL's trying to expand. There. Yeah. NFL's trying to expand down into Mexico City and, you know, other places, so that's pretty important, right?
Yes,
trying to appeal to that broader audience.
Exactly. He comes to Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide!
Yeah.
Plus, it's the first tie Miami will have to a Super Bowl in the last 25 years. Dolphins are terrible.
Oh, my gosh. You just, yeah. Anyway. Okay, so my next choice is Muse. Muse always put out amazing concerts, and I will be so excited for them to perform in a halftime show. I think they're gonna, like, be all crazy, and then the visual effects and everything that they do, it's gonna be awesome. And they always sound amazing live anyway.
I love that pick, because, yeah, especially with that Mercedes-Benz Stadium, what you could do with that gigantic screen at the top,
the halo screen.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Muse goes all out on the special effects at their concerts.
Yeah.
That would be quite the show.
Yeah.
Theatrical.
Yeah.
Crazy. I can't think of a band that would be more theatrical than that.
Right.
And you've got the biggest venue in the world to display it.
Yeah.
Do they have a lot of upbeat songs? I feel like their stuff is, like, moody.
So
no.
They have some very... you could be listening to one song on their album, and it's, like, really rock, you know, like, you could be jumping up and down, having a blast to it, and then the next song is, like, all weird piano, and, like, just flutters all over the place and goes on for 8 minutes long. And then the next song is, like, right back to this epic rock song, and so...
I can think of the weird piano.
They have a lot of that. They don't have very many songs that sound like the next one. Like, they're all very all over the map.
Mm.
But that's what's so cool about them in some ways. That being said, most of their hits are those upbeat rock songs. So I think I think they'd have a lot of fun with it. Yeah,
yeah, but think about it. Their upbeat, cool songs are kind of like, oh, in the theme of starting a riot or revolution. So I'm not so sure it's a good theme for the Super Bowl.
It's a good dream. The NFL will probably not pick them.
But yeah, last time I went to the Muse concert, literally, I felt like we're going to start a revolution. I'm like, oh yeah, like, I have my arms up, like, you know, with everybody. It was just, like, amazing.
They literally have a song called Uprising.
Yes, yeah. And that's one of my favorite songs. If they do get the halftime show, they better play that song.
Oh, that would have to be in there. That's,
right? Yeah. Except, oh yeah, that would go with the kneeling seat theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Well, again, the NFL is not trying to promote that.
It's more about celebrating the NFL and what they currently are.
Yes.
So, the next one I would go with, I would think maybe doing like a local thing. So, like, artists that are from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
So, maybe like a John Mayer, Little John mashup of Your Body is Wonderland, Turned Down for What?
So it's like a multiple artist.
Yes,
from Atlanta.
Like meshing their stuff together, but they're all Atlanta artists.
Yeah.
So
are they going to sing like a mesh where it's literally like a music mesh?
All of their stuff together.
And then they would just sing one after another and like finish each other's sentences.
Mix them together, yeah. Throw some Outkast in there.
Ludacris.
Usher. Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yeah. I would love that, actually. That would be so cool.
Yeah. And maybe the Super Bowls need to celebrate the cities they're in more.
Yeah. That's a great idea, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like by the time a Super Bowl comes back to a city, there's already new artists out.
Like, yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that would be super fun. Yeah. Super Bowl, super fun.
Super Bowl. Right. But I guess, like, to that idea, maybe you could also use the artist who's cheering for the team who's playing the Super Bowl. Because, like, location's usually not the...
I don't know if you can do that, because then, like,
Die Hard fans... Then that would be like, oh, I'm a Falcons fan now, trying to get on stage, trying to get that big paycheck.
Plus, I think they need to practice ahead of time, so you don't know which teams are going to be in the Super Bowl. Are you saying... fans of the teams of the stadium?
No,
in the Super Bowl.
No artists who are just like they're from, like for example, like Patriots and Falcons Super Bowl last year. Right. Like so that you have Atlanta artists plus like I don't know, people from Boston or something.
Yeah.
Vlogging Molly, I guess.
Yeah. Like kind of like this.
Dropkick Murphy, yeah. There you go.
Right. I'm not sure the NFL will let them in.
Because the people who are going to be sitting, like the audiences, are going to be the fans, not necessarily the location of the stadium, but more so like the fans. But then, and then also if you do like get to do a sing-off, that'd be kind of cool too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just sitting off here. Atlanta versus Detroit, which would never happen because they're in the same conference, but you get like an Eminem versus Ludacris.
Yeah.
Rap battle? Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Eminem. That's who we'll see in the halftime shows. All right, my next one. So I kind of like where you're going at here, because I kind of have something very similar to that. So as I mentioned kind of with like the whole Pitbull thing, you know, they're always trying to like expand, get more viewers from different countries. And so what if you took like half a dozen bands from different countries around the world and have them do the halftime show, like, spike up those abroad ratings. So you get, like, Jay Chou from China, 2NE1 from Korea.
Jay Chou's from Taiwan. Sure,
China would argue differently. No. Rammstein from Germany. I'm sure that there's no way the NFL would let Rammstein in there, but you get a reunion of Tattoo. Maybe Louis Fonsi, like the Despacito guy. Man, Muse would be an amazing representation of the UK.
The UK.
That being said, I think that they would deserve their own halftime show. Yes, I fully agree with that. So maybe like the Ting Tings or Little Mix in there.
Yeah.
So, all this being said, I think Rammstein alone would be so cool. So cool.
Yeah.
That's more of my own kind of pipe dream.
That'll never happen, because this is a family-friendly show.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and we don't want to see a toned-down version of Rammstein anyway.
Very, very true. Hey, I was thinking just this, like, this hodgepodge of, like, you know, you give each one, like, 2 minutes, and you somehow mix them all together in there.
Yeah.
I think that would be very neat, you know, like, I've just listed off some of my favorite artists from those countries, but you know, you just get whoever's hot right now, bring them in, and say, hey, you want to do 2 minutes at the halftime show?
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That being said, you could even take that same premise, and you get people like Cerebro from Russia, Jolin Tsai from...
Taiwan.
Girls' Generation from Korea. Bring back Nina from Germany. And then... top it all off, you get the reunion of the 5 Spice Girls.
Ooh.
It's like a whole girl band thing leading up. And you don't even say that you're going to have the Spice Girls
there.
It'll
be secret kind of thing.
It's like a broad girl groups kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe even throw in Pussycat Dolls or...
Pussy Riot?
Yeah. who's a big girl band in the U.S. right now?
I don't know.
The work from home people.
Mix?
No, they're not. They're from Britain. Oh my gosh. Harmony 5? Fifth Harmony.
Ah.
Yeah. Maybe even throw them in there. But then, like, to top it all off, you get all 5 Spice Girls up on stage.
Yeah. This sounds like an amazing idea for the Olympics, but that's another podcast.
Yeah. I feel like you're stealing the ideas of the Olympics, but, you know.
I try to. And on top of that, maybe you don't have to take them abroad. We do an 80s rock out, You get AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, Bon Jovi, and Journey all up on stage.
Ooh,
that's cool.
Maybe Kiss too.
I like it.
All right.
Yeah, all 80s. Oh my gosh, that would be awesome. And that would fit the age group, I think. Like, majority. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people bring their kids and stuff like that, but, you know.
These songs are still
general
huge.
Population, yeah. Everybody knows things.
I mean, Journey is, like, it has the most popular karaoke song.
Yeah. Like, kids still know Don't Stop Believin'. They know Thunderstruck. Yeah. They know Welcome to the Jungle or Sweet Child of Mine.
Do you think they're still going to be good at performing?
I think, maybe not Guns N' Roses.
Maybe they get some, you know, scantily clad dressed women up there to do the dancing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the Claremont ladies, since we're doing Atlanta.
NFL stamp of approval.
Well, okay. Going with the group thing, right? Like, I also have some ideas, which can be very, very silly, but I wanted to see some of the NFL players perform. Like, yes, they don't know. Like, I mean, not the players playing the Super Bowl, but everyone else, like, who is probably already talented some sort, and they don't even have to be good, but just, like, to see them, like, being goofy on stage, I would totally watch that at halftime.
An NFL talent show.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure some of them can really sing, but yeah. do you want, like, your third string running back up there, or do you want, like, Ben Roethlisberger?
Probably the more known one, right? Like, knowing them, they probably pick ones that are known. But, I mean, think about it. They're so creative to even, like, do the touchdown dance.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I'm sure, like, these guys want to show off. Like, if you give them a stage, they will do it. And then, but, you know, you definitely need to make sure that they're appropriate, but, you know.
I like where you're heading with this. However, I don't think we need to see Russell Wilson up there trying to sing. But,
well, I mean, he's not going to be forced to. If he wants to.
I know, but I could see him up there doing the robot, whatever. But,
What's wrong with Russell Wilson singing?
That's not their talent. But what I would like to see up there is, you put up, you know, somebody like Macklemore up there singing, and then you get a couple of these guys, like, up there dancing with him.
Yeah.
They don't have to be great dancers, because everybody knows who they are. You get Clay Matthews just goofing off, or Aaron Rodgers, you know, doing...
Why are you picking all the white boys? Like,
Russell Wilson.
Like, we're talking about dancing.
Wait,
okay, Julio Jones.
Yeah,
there.
Don't pick the quarterbacks. They probably don't know how to dance.
Russell Wilson can do
pick
the robot.
Running backs.
Russell Wilson can do the robot.
So from my next idea, since it's Atlanta, and in keeping with Atlanta's theme of disappointing sports performances, I would say Justin Bieber, who has not only canceled a concert before for diarrhea, but this summer he canceled 14 shows of a remaining tour because he found Christ.
What?
So
I've not heard of
that. Yeah. They were international. He was the international leg of his tour and just canceled 14 shows.
He found Christ.
Ended it.
What, how is that related?
While having diarrhea?
He just used it as an excuse to cancel his tour. 14 shows.
But how is finding Christ prohibiting him to...
Excuse.
That's so weird.
I know. So, he's hugely disappointing.
Yeah.
So I think he's good right there.
You better hope Hannah's not listening to this.
Suck it, Hannah!
She will come down on you with the fury of a thousand Beavers.
As all of the fans at his canceled concerts do.
My next one can't imagine it. But personally, I would love a Green Day halftime show with Blink 182 as the guest star.
Green Day, Blink 182, yes.
They're both a lot of fun.
Might as well just pick all your favorite rock bands.
That's kind of what I was doing.
Yeah.
I think you're picking bands that will never get hired for this gig.
I think so. You know what?
Wait, though, what day?
Blink 182 and Green Day?
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you, Blink 182 will never happen because the guitar player has parted ways with the band and has started his hunt for aliens.
Which one?
Tom DeLonge.
What?
Where is he searching for aliens?
He legitimately believes aliens exist.
And that's what he's devoted the rest of his life to?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Like, where is he going? Like, is he
did too
participating in SpaceX, or...?
I really don't know. I could not tell you.
He's in New Mexico. Out there with a flashlight.
Yeah, looking for corn mazes.
And, the band has broken up once before, and he went off and did his own thing. He had, other bands. But I somewhat have to think now that it was related to this weird alien obsession he has. But now it's full force, guns pointed at the sky. We gotta get those aliens.
So did the...
I don't know if he's trying to kill them.
But. Did it break up because of him?
Blink-182?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Blink-182 is still together, but they have a new guitar player.
So okay. They just write songs making fun of Tom DeLonge.
You know what's very funny is, in one of their first albums, they have a song called Aliens Exist.
He wrote it, didn't he? The clues have always been there. Red flags everywhere.
All the Small Things? Actually a song about small aliens. But anyway, Green Day. So, Green Day, there was a rumor that Green Day was supposed to do one of the halftime shows back in, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Or that they had, not supposed to, but they had put their hat in the ring.
Okay.
Saying, hey, we would love to do a halftime show, you don't have to pay us. At this time, they were also extremely against George Bush and had a lot of things to say about him. So I think the NFL was like, nah, we just had a boobie pop out. We're gonna, kick back and, coast easy for a while. That's that U2 halftime show was so boring.
Yeah. People were really scared that Lady Gaga was gonna go on the, rant last year.
About Trump. Yeah, there was a whole thing there, too.
Yeah.
She didn't.
Yeah.
She did.
She's got integrity.
Yeah.
I really think the Green Day guys would not, if they get this stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, as I'm saying it, if they have this stage, they're probably gonna, they'd probably say something.
You think so?
Because it's not like they. I mean, their career is pretty much set.
Yeah, it's like hanging up your career though if you do that at the Super Bowl. Unless you're Justin Timberlake, then you can do anything.
Yeah, apparently.
Janet Jackson, get out of here. You're done. The same offense.
Do you think Justin Timberlake has been petitioning the NFL ever since then? Just let me back
in. Because I read that. So the Grammys were a week later that year, and Janet Jackson was banned, and she was a presenter, and so was Justin Timberlake a presenter. He was not banned. He got to perform.
Ah, really?
That is super weird, right?
She's a woman. It was her boot. Even though he ripped it open.
Yes.
It was her boot. And it was rehearsed. So she knew that she was putting her boob out there.
Oh, so she knew.
I guess she was technically the halftime show. He was just a small guest on top.
Yeah. So you're saying that Justin Timberlake didn't know he was gonna.
No.
No, he knew he was gonna rip it off. was the whole.
Their story was that there was supposed to be a bra under it. But there was a malfunction.
A pasty incident. Come
on.
They were both really guilty of that. And then somehow guilty. Justin Timberlake got off
scot-free. And his career just went up, and hers ended.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah.
That's really not fair.
I felt like she was at the end of hers anyways, regardless of that.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know
and he was just kind of tapping into his.
If anything, that probably made her a little bit more popular for a year or two.
I don't think so.
It got her banned from, like...
From the Grammys.
The Grammys weren't going to do anything for her image. They just invite her out of obligation.
Yes. You're in the Jackson Royal group. Yeah. I mean, she had a great career, no doubt. But what I was going to say is, like, yeah, they probably wouldn't let Green Day in, but then they let them do, like, after this whole previous thing with the whole, not because of Bush kind of stuff, then, like, 4 years later, Katrina happened, Hurricane Katrina, and they had a concert, a joint concert with U2, not concert, they played a song at the opening of, the reopening of the Saints Stadium, the Superdome, so it's weird that they would trust them for that, but they wouldn't trust them for the Super Bowl. More audience, definitely, like, in the Super Bowl, I get that, And, I guess they're probably not going to be thinking, oh, hey, guys, we can make some kind of statement at the Superdome reopening. That'll reach everybody. But if they do it at the Super Bowl...
I don't think they're going to do anything.
I hope the NFL is listening.
I can only imagine they are.
But you guys probably aren't anymore, so we're going to go eat.
Yes. Thank you for listening to Definitely Something About Football. Until next time, this is Rob.
This is Jessica.
This is Jeannie.
And you can check us out on dsafootball.com. Until next time.